This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me in the Word of God. Let's see where we end up here today. Lord God, we praise you. We thank you for another day here today, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us. We worship you. We just thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. We just stop for a moment. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for reaching out, saving us, taking us, plucking us up out of this mire, setting our feet upon the rock. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We take a moment today and praise and exalt you. And we thank you for all that you've done, for all you're doing, all you're going to do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in the book of Acts. And we just wrapped up Acts at church just on Wednesday night. And at Island Community Church, we're going to be starting a verse-by-verse study in First Peter. So that'll be next Wednesday night, 1st of June. I'll be reminding you more about it. If you're looking to get started in a new Bible study on a night that your church isn't doing anything, I invite you to come out Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock from 6 to about 7 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes after 7. We're going to go verse by verse through 1st and 2nd Peter. I'd love to meet you. You are welcome and invited. In the meantime, Acts chapter 11, let's pick it up here today in verse 27. Now, in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there would be a great dearth or famine throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now this here is our very first mention in the New Testament of a prophet, and his name is Agabus. Now let's follow this prophet and see where he appears again on the scene in chapter 21. Chapter 21, verse 8 says, "On the next day, we who were Paul's companions, we departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, and he bound his own hands and feet, and says, 'Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.' Now, when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, 'What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.'" Verse 14. "So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. Now, that's Acts 21, verses 8 through 14. I wanted you to see the only thus saith the Lord in the entire New Testament is right here. It's funny, isn't it? It's such a common phrase in the Old Testament, thus says the Lord. All right, here it's thus says the Holy Spirit, because remember, this is his ministry in the New Testament. Once Acts chapter 1 takes place in verse 8, and the Lord Jesus Christ is taken up into heaven, and they're standing there with their necks pinched, looking up, creaking up, and they hear, "Why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" And 10 days later, when the Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost, this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity is now, this is his ministry. This is his time. Which is why you don't hear, "Thus saith the Lord." Now you hear, "Thus says the Holy Spirit." So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Isn't that strange that this is the only time that I can find? I mean, you hear the Holy Spirit speak many times here. "Separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I've called them to do." It's also in this book. Also in Revelation chapter 14, there's quotation marks around the Holy Spirit speaking. "Yes," says the Spirit, "that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." So it's the Holy Spirit's ministry. But here, I want you to see and remember the true message of the prophet of God. In Hebrews 11, the message is trouble's coming. Here, the message is as well, trouble's coming, maybe even death. This is the message of the prophet of God. Hear me. This is the message of the prophet of God. This is the message of every prophet who's ever lived. I challenge you, go through your Bible. Go all the way back to the first office of prophet. Now, the Bible says Abraham was a prophet. But in the first office of prophet, if it was like a cabinet member and he had a chair, it'd be Samuel would be the first one there. And look and follow Samuel all the way back to the first prophet. All the way back to the first prophet, you have to go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16. It says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go." "Fill your horn with oil and go, for I am sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite. For I have provided myself a king from among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he'll kill me." But the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you." Now, so Samuel did, verse 4. First Samuel 16:4. Samuel, now, I want you to see the response of the people when they're in the presence of a real prophet. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 4. "So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, 'Do you come peaceably?' And he said, 'Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice.' So then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice." The key thing here is the prophet, the message from the prophet. And I encourage you to do this sometime in your studies. Study every word from every prophet who's ever lived. And you'll find the same thing. And that is, when a true prophet came to town, people's knees knocked. They trembled. at the coming of a true prophet. And I hear people today that call themselves prophet, and when they have meetings and camp meetings, people flock to them. But if you were in the presence of a true prophet, believe me, you'd run the other way. I once heard John Hagee say, if I had a true prophet in my church, he would clear out the sanctuary in 15 minutes when everyone's sins went on the overhead. And now here in the New Testament, we see the spiritual gifts of prophecy listed. We hear Paul instruct prophets in 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 14. You all should desire to prophesy. But here is one of the only ones you'll find in the book of Acts of a real prophet. And it's the same thing. Prophets warn of judgment. The only instance and case you'll find of a prophet here, and a thus says the Lord in the New Testament, is the owner of this belt is going to die. And these were the messages of a prophet. The message of a prophet was repent. The message of the prophet was you're not living right. You need to make changes in your life. You got to stop doing this. Stop sinning and turn back to God. That is the message of the real prophet. It was never where your Uncle Harry and your Aunt Harriet hid their will. It was never words of speaking of prosperity and of money and Cadillacs. The message of the prophet was turn. You could even say, to use that old colloquial saying, the message of the prophet was turn or burn. And that's how you know you're hearing from a real prophet. The real prophet will look into your soul and he'll tell you what sins you're committing. Or at a church like that, imagine that. Imagine a prophet putting your secret sins up on the overhead for everyone to see. Would you run to church there tomorrow? You see, the people who call themselves prophets today, they promise you money and cars and blessings. But a real prophet of God here in the New Testament, I challenge you to find another one. Agabus was the one here in the book of Acts, and his message was, the owner of this belt is going to die. Speak that today at a camp meeting and watch. It's the last time they'll invite you to come and speak. And in the Old Testament, follow every prophet who's ever lived. All the way back to the first one, Samuel, the major prophets, the minor prophets, everyone. God said to Jeremiah, he says, don't let the looks on their faces dismay you. Why? Because the looks on their faces were, I'm going to crown this guy. That was the message of a real prophet. Do the study sometime. You'll be surprised. And you'll remember the message of the real true prophet was turn. Turn from sin. We're out of time. We'll be back again here Monday with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
My soul yearns and even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry.